This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Megan Clifford, right out of the White House, on Infowars.com. Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. You want answers? So do we. We've gone out, we've dug it up from multiple sources. I ran it by Roger, and he said, wow, who'd you get that from? He said, that is dead on, dead on, dead on. And he got that from, well, let's just say somebody high up. As high up as it goes. Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. Troops massing as deep state plots regime change. I need to read this whole article sometime on air today. It's very important. Coming up, Russian top politician after Medvedev and Putin calls for retaliatory strikes against the United States. Things are escalating very, very quickly. That's up on Infowars.com. Right now, let's go to Uncle Sam and then Carlos and others. Uncle Sam, you're on the air from Louisiana. Hey, Uncle Sam, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Is Alex Jones?
Yep, sure is.
Alex.
All right. Hey, hi, Uncle Sam. I don't have a lot of time. I love you calling. Thank you so much. You're on air, bro.
Yeah, my heart caught this. The question this weekend, which about 50,000 people walked by, was Syria good or bad? I have video, about 5 hours of video. I would, in my preliminary, I would say about 60% were for it and 40% against. All the independents I talked to were leery about it. There were several Clinton bots that were for it. And but for my own take on this, I don't know if you'll agree with this or not, but I'm feeling real queasy about this. This is not good. It's almost like a problem reaction solution. And
I totally agree. I feel much worse about this. Danger-wise, in the last few Gulf Wars, the Russians are now involved. They're engaged. They're on the ground. Now, this is just totally crazy, and I know McMaster's been, you know, knocking heads of jihadis all day, big deal, and now he wants to fight the Russians, but they're not doing anything. John McCain's running around like a crazy person on the side of Al-Qaeda, and the whole thing just stinks to high heaven, and I'd say about 80% of our audience is against it, and the more I learn about it, the more I don't like, and I'm not even blaming Trump. I think he's a good guy. He's already done great things on the economy. I just hope he doesn't become a slave to the generals. What do you think?
I think you're right on target there. Most of you hope and pray, but I'm looking at, you know, even the layperson I speak to out there now getting aware of the fact that we're heading for a fall and that a lot of us are not going to make it through it. And if the layperson knows this, the elite certainly know it. And I'm feeling real bad that maybe this is my worst case scenario on this, is that Trump is a shill. He played off of our anger, that the powers that be knew we were angry. They knew we were angry before this election. And they played off of that, and they put him in there to play us. Now, I hope, I pray I'm wrong there. And I'm
I thought that too, because they couldn't sell the war with Obama. They knew they couldn't do it with Hillary. They already failed. Put in a supposed nationalist. But let me tell you, he wouldn't have killed TPP. He wouldn't have moved with all this stuff and hurt globalism so bad. His rhetoric alone is something they never wanted. He definitely was rogue from them. He definitely was somebody they tried to stop. I mean, they had the magazines all printed that Hillary was going to win. They really, there was an internal coup against them. The problem is those forces are still reasserting themselves yet again. But if he starts going sideways on the economic stuff and the rest of it, then we'll know we've been really, really betrayed. But regardless, globalism's in trouble all over the world. Very exciting things are happening. But yes, world economic meltdown is right around the corner. We don't reverse it with major prosperity, which Trump knows. And so the elites themselves are moving, you know, to the southern hemisphere. Shows you they're worried about nuclear war. So great call, Uncle Sam. You know, when you hit the phone system, it's like a psh, and then it goes to you. That a lot of times messes the caller up. So We're going to go to Carlos, Bobby, Rick, Beto, and many, many others on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. These are incredibly important times we live in.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
That's right, under the IMF, the World Bank, the TPP, FEMA, we really are a country occupied by globalism. That's how the UK finally had Brexit, when they went, we never voted to enter the Brexit. We never voted to enter the EU. We never voted to have 90%+ of our laws made by an unelected bureaucracy with Jean-Claude Juncker, the heir to the Nazi fortune, who literally owns Luxembourg because his grandfather invaded it during World War II and took it. Royalty. Unelected royalty over an unelected board. And the whole parliament is ceremonial. You think America's in trouble? Think about Europe under that. So, Marie Le Pen's way ahead in polls. Other nationalists are way ahead in polls. Trump saw all that, wrote in on it, has done some great things on the economy, great things on TPP. I mean, one side of me, he's totally delivered. But this strike in Syria, which I know he'd be called a Russian agent if he didn't strike it. I know why he did the optics. And I'd say with mainline conservatives, about 60%, I've seen it in the Drudge polls and others, support it. Our listeners are more libertarian nationalists. They're like 80% against it. My concern is the escalation. So I couldn't think of a better guest to come on than Ed Martin. And I'm, you know, he sent me some points he wanted to get into. It's exactly where I'm at. There's the whole situation with the new Supreme Court nominee and the nuclear option. He, of course, was involved watching all that and the inside baseball. We'll get his take on that as well. Also, we'll get into the situation with what's happening with the United States, whether we're going to be an America First group and rebuild our country or go back to being globalist, and so much more. And, of course, it was September 5th of last year. She didn't get to see the election, but she did get to basically see the momentum building. And, of course, that was Phyllis Schlafly in the Eagle Forum, who's done such a great job since the days of Barry Goldwater, being the real conscience of the nationalistic, patriot, paleoconservative movement. And the Eagle Forum is steaming ahead today, educating folks like never before. And Ed Martin's the head of the Eagle Forum, president of Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum, PSEagles.com, EagleForum.org. So, Ed, thanks for coming on with us today.
Alex, great to be with you. You know, Phyllis enjoyed being on your show. In the last couple of years of her life, she did a lot more radio and a lot more TV by Skype and all, and she really did enjoy being on with you. She thought you were awfully correct on a lot of things, and so that was, it's nice to be on with you, but I know she had great affection for what you're doing and what you're about, so thanks for having me on.
No, well, thank you, sir. And I mean, look, I've studied the whole conservative movement. The country wouldn't be here. World government would be here if it wasn't for Phyllis Schlafly and Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan and others. Reagan wasn't perfect. He got co-opted, but he was a good guy. Gave the anti-globalist speeches, was against George Herbert Walker Bush, as you know. So nobody's perfect, but I mean, certainly she's about as perfect as you could get when it came to that. I'm amazed that she worked right up until the time that she passed. I mean, I think she was on like a month before she died or less on my broadcast.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. She did. I kind of tell people she was from the Depression era. And I used to joke, when she can't go on the radio and can't write, she'll check out, because that's who she was, right? She once, one time we were working on a column that was due on Monday afternoon, and I said, Phyllis, there's a big football game on. And she said, just watch the last 3 minutes. You'll find out the score and you know who won, and don't waste your time. She was working hard. But you put your finger on it, Alex. I mean, this movement, the globalist movement, and really Phyllis started in the late 1940s, identified the communists and the world governance movement. And she was the first person to figure out what the Bilderbergers were. She actually found them first, the meetings in off of Georgia on one of the coasts in early 60s, late 50s.
That's right. She gave the info to Westbrook Pegler. Exactly.
Exactly right. So, I mean, and now today we're facing the same question. I think, one of the reasons that what you're doing is so valuable and what you've been doing is the questions are always the same. Who's going to win out? Is it the globalist vision or is it the Americans first, a sense of sovereignty? That's what we're seeing faced in all kinds of things. And what I sent you this morning, what Phyllis identified in the 1970s was every new president is tested by the superpowers. It was Kennedy with Khrushchev. It was Ford with Brezhnev. We saw Carter rolled over by the Soviets.
And in fact, in one of her last interviews, she said, if Trump wins, we ought to pull that up. She said he will be tested the same way. So she's speaking from the grave right now. So tell us about it.
Yeah, I didn't know that, actually. I'm impressed to hear that, but I'm not surprised. So, the consistent thing is we know there'll be tests. And I think you and I can agree the President Trump has done incredibly important things, specific things to take on the globalists. TPP is one. When he was over, when one of the guys was over, I can't remember if it was Tillerson or one of them, and they told the guys in Europe, yeah, we're not signing on to that deal. The finance ministers were trying to roll ahead. Protectionism is bad, all that kind of stuff. But on this question of Syria, a lot of us woke up on Thursday night late and Friday morning worrying about whether we're being drawn in. We know the president showed he's tough and he cares about babies and all that. But, there's another set of babies that Assad's going to kill or somebody's going to kill. And how do we get who wins? The Rubio wing, the interventionists, we must fight everywhere and fight every battle. Or the America First wing. And I think that's what we're seeing going on right now. And there never could, no one went. Americans never do well by intervening in the Middle East. We just don't do well. So the question is, how do you draw the right lines? And I'm concerned about it.
Sure. Well, she brought up her book and talked about the fact that she had been there when they began to co-opt Reagan, and that she was saying that she was going to try to talk to Trump to warn him about how he needs to drain the swamp and how that they were going to come at him. And so I think you know that clearly Trump should go read her book. I mean, she wrote several books that I read. Which one gets into all the battles of the 1980s? I guess she updated her book is what it was.
That's right. The famous one is A Choice, Not an Echo, that she wrote in 1964, which recounted how the globalists rolled Taft in favor of Eisenhower, and then on to 64. But then she updated it just a couple years ago, and then actually Ron Paul wrote the introduction, and she talks about everyone. And the term she also coined was the kingmakers. The kingmakers, there it is. The kingmakers are the globalists who are constantly maneuvering to get control of things. And again, you know, we've gone 50, 60 years of the globalists getting creeping control. You know, I once told her the ERA, which she helped stop, which was an attempt to kind of the feminists take over. She beat it. They went incrementally. The globalists get beat, but then they go incrementally, and they take little pieces and little pieces and little pieces. I mean, I was a little disappointed, Alex, when the president's citing of one of the rationales was the UN convention on weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, I mean, the UN, to me, we ought not be talking about, because I don't want to abide by any
of this. Sure, because he just cut the funding to the UN by 50%, so he's going the right direction there, but then now citing their authority.
That's right, exactly. I know what he's doing, right? This is a guy who understands, and Phyllis understood this. Phyllis Schlafly used to say things like, you know, we're electing a president, not a pastor. You know, she knew we need a guy that's going to be practical and practically lead. It's not a kind of messiah complex. So I know what he's doing, but, and you're right, he's in the right direction. Although Nikki Haley at the UN, some of her pronouncements seem to be
she's
a
full-out warmonger and McMaster's. You know, I've held my tongue about some of his statements before, but now he's like, we're going to take out Assad and ISIS simultaneously. Well, the Russians are there. I mean, the Russians are saying they're going to respond, and the Russians aren't communists anymore. I'm not saying they're angels, but communist China is the one openly threatening us. They're the ones grabbing the South China Sea. I mean, if the Russians were grabbing part of the English Channel, I'd say we got to, you know, have our task forces go there. But I don't see Russia in this. It's like Rohrabacher. You know, Congressman Rohrabacher has been studying Russia. He says we need to work with Russia. They've got a lot of economic development we can do. I mean, I'm sorry, they're just not the demon that John McCain says.
Well, and back to what Phyllis taught and what she was talking about is when the test of a president comes, you know, in Carter, in 1977, Carter was tested. The Soviets literally swept up all the dissidents, many of the dissidents, and put them in gulags. And Carter's response was to write personal notes to each of the dissidents, that probably made him feel good, and then to ask the UN to investigate. A year later, he asked them again. I think we can see the president's going to be a different guy. The question is, who's going to be survive the cage match in the White House to say who has his ear and who he listens to? Because look, I think we can agree. It looks like he did a limited strike and it was smart in many ways. But now where do you draw the line? The Russians are pulling ships up next to us, and Assad is bombing a hospital was one report. I mean, in other words, saying to the president, and then you got on TV on the weekend, Lindsey Graham saying, that's Assad saying this to the president. Well, hold on a second. We can't fight the whole world. Let's figure out what we're going to do. So I think, you know, again, the lessons of history that Phyllis taught was be careful who's got the ear of the president.
That's right. Lindsey Graham, I saw the clip you're talking about. It's like Meet the Press or something I saw this morning. And he says, President Trump wakes up any given day. You're messing with him. You're crazy. Like promoting, it's great that Trump's a loose cannon when he's clearly not a loose cannon. So they're selling, you better be afraid. Our president's a loose cannon. That's crazy.
Right. And again, listen, the key to this is I think Trump is a master of this. So I'm comfortable with he's a masterful leader. I was on another show one time. They were complaining about this. I said, look, he's an entrepreneurial leader. He sells and he plays sides and all that. But I think, you know, again, I'm on the side of pushing towards people that understand the quagmire. A lot of presidents think they're going to solve big problems and have to know the limits of American
power. That's right.
Powers.
And like Matt Drudge said, the swamp drains you. Well, here's the bottom line. The most important thing I'm going to say in days here to listeners, I know this is key, and I want to come back and get your take on this, but you can answer now as well, Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum. Trump's doing all these great things. The liberals openly are plotting in newspapers saying, great, his base is going to break away, then he'll only have us, and we'll co-opt him. By us being loyal opposition, praising him for good things, supporting good things he does, but also lobbying against bad things and staying on him, then he stays under the American people's control. If we totally throw our hands up, day one he's not perfect, then we'll lose full control.
This is the most important thing we're going to talk about today. We can't quit now. We can't quit on Trump. We can't quit on the vision. We can't say, okay, that's that proves the point. We, as you said, every day things are happening in this administration that are on the side of the people against the globalists.
Huge. I mean, I'd say 90% is on is like he gets an A plus right now.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I mean, he gets like a 99 when it comes to what he's doing on the economy and everything, and I'd give him like a, you know, I don't know, like a 75 or something right now in foreign affairs. We're going to see what happens. And clearly, it is about looking strong with China out of control. China and North Korea are out of control. We'll be right back.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
If you have under-eye bags and want to see them visibly disappear in minutes, go to Plexiderm.com and watch real videos of men and women who applied Plexiderm and saw their under-eye bags and wrinkles disappear in minutes. We know that under-eye bags are created by several factors as we age, but now we have Plexiderm, a simple, clinically proven cream that works to eliminate these bags from view in under 10 minutes. The instant results are from naturally-based silicates from shale rock. Once applied, your skin tightens and firms, rapidly reducing under-eye bags and wrinkles from view in minutes. The science is incredible, but the results are even better. So if under-eye bags make you look tired and older, your solution is Plexiderm. Plexiderm comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, so you'll get the results that you see on Plexiderm.com or send it back for a full refund. Try it risk-free by calling 1-800-671-7315. That's 1-800-671-7315.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
The confirmation of Gorsuch last week, the nuclear option. We got to keep Trump in now and just pack that court. The good news is it looks like four more are going to retire in the next 4 years. The longest serving in history being, of course, Clarence Thomas. But I tell you, that's why the Democrats want to remove Trump so bad. because they want to discredit those appointments. They're saying they want a COG event and then say everybody's Russian agents. I know why Trump did it. It's to look strong to Russia. You don't know either way what really happened. But I tell you, that's why I'm back at the president. Not that I've talked to him some on the telephone or, you know, things like that. That really doesn't mean anything to me. What matters to me is defeating globalism, defeating authoritarianism. I have children. Ed Martin, the website's eagleforum.org. Everybody should get involved with the organization. PSEagles.com. You can also find Phyllis Schlafly's amazing books there. But in the 5 minutes we have left, what else, really an expert on mobilizing the troop base, can we do? Because it's so clear. The Democrats are celebrating everywhere. They took stuff I said. Paul Watson said out of context that we were totally done. He said, I'm off the Trump train on foreign policy. He still, you know, likes him, Paul Watson. And I saw that celebration over the weekend. That's why I want to be clear. We're light years better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, where would we be right now with Hillary Clinton?
Right, exactly. Now, listen, the thing I'd say, Alex, a couple things to that. One is people need to understand, Phyllis used to say politics is where the action is, and it's not a place where you're going to get perfection, right? I mean, we know that every leader, every elected official comes up with something, they let us down. That doesn't mean that, as you say, the general trajectory, it's in the right direction. The second thing is people have to understand. It's time to reject the mainstream media. I mean, the worst, we can't forget and pretend now suddenly they're going to get better. They're going to be the media. If you watch the cable shows over last week and then watch the Sunday shows, they just are not telling the truth. So you've got to turn away from that stuff.
Absolutely.
You've got to get to the sources and then listen closer. As you said, Gorsuch is a huge victory. You know what? The media didn't cover Gorsuch at all because they don't want to let the people know that Justice Scalia. Listen, when the voters were out there in the middle of America,
he gave us somebody that was an acolyte of Scalia, friends with him, and the computer program I know they used showed that he was the biggest match to Scalia, and Trump totally fulfilled his promise. Well, they have a narrative that he's the biggest failure ever in his first 100 days, only 80 days in. I think Trump's gotten more done than Reagan did. We have the best small business numbers since 1984. It took Reagan 3 years to get to that.
Yeah, and listen to this. Now, listen, Sandra Day O'Connor was the first person put on the court by Reagan. She was an actually pro-abortion, big government liberal because Reagan had to deal with a Democrat Senate. So, look, back out in America where voters were, especially pro-life
huge
Catholics
victory.
Conservative evangelicals said, look, I want to vote for Trump picking judges, not Hillary.
And he delivered. And he delivered. And that's when I find myself getting mad at him. Imagine Hillary and imagine who she would be appointing right now.
And the other thing is, look, he had the Chinese, the leader of China, in at Mar-a-Lago. And by all accounts, Trump went toe-to-toe, belly-to-belly. That guy knows he's dealing, that Chinese leadership now knows they're dealing with a real strong, forceful American leader. This is a huge victory.
And Trump's now announced he's going to do a bunch of sanctions on the junk goods they dump on the market.
Exactly.
But the media, even articles on my site, because people post what they want to get great folks. He's appointed some, quote, free trader. Because he knows how free trade works, doesn't mean he's going to be doing what he wants. It's going to be what Trump wants.
Yeah, and I think if you look closer at some of the key leaders, remember, General Sessions is out there fearlessly enforcing the law on illegals and fearlessly enforcing the law on what we know as American
sovereignty. We have a 43% drop in illegals the last 80 days.
Exactly.
And we have thousands of pedophiles being arrested. Stuff the Democrats are actually pushing, pedophilia, he's stopping it.
And by the way, one benefit of Trump's action in Syria is I think he sends a message that he's not, maybe we don't want Syrian refugees here. I think we can agree on that. Trump's going to try to find a way to force that part of the world to solve that problem. That would be real victory. I mean, I'm a fan of that idea.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's what my White House sources said. Trump understands that if that thing falls to any of these rebel groups, it's wide open, and Assad is so destabilizing, it's just going to keep happening. He wants it over and secure so Turkey can't use all those refugees as a weapon.
Right. And one last thing on judges you just said, Alex. The American people need to know that, the example of what can happen in America going wrong is California, where Jerry Brown and Javier Becerra, the attorney general now, are enforcing laws against conservatives, against the American people. We now have a chance. Trump's going to be able to appoint 100-plus federal district court judges who will understand property rights. Out west, that means the government doesn't trump you because they want your property. This is a big deal.
This is our American renaissance if they don't kill him or stop him, and that's why I'm still backing Trump and praying we don't get a giant war in the Middle East. I know he's got intelligence we don't have. But my sources say that all of them, I mean, really right-wing people, are really concerned that this would turn into just World War III, perhaps. Listen, Ed Martin, EagleForum.org. Please join us more often. Really appreciate your great commentary and your work. And folks can find out more about the Eagle Forum at EagleForum.org.
Thanks, Alex. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right, your phone calls are straight ahead. I want to thank everybody for holding. Carlos, Bobby, Rick, Leanne, Vito, everybody, we're going to your calls. And then we've got a breakdown of some Russian news as well. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It was on July 27th, 1953, that the Korean War went to a ceasefire. 3 million plus Chinese troops additionally poured across the Yalu River into the north. And Douglas MacArthur wanted to drop atomic weapons on them as they overran our forces. But then the president at the time withdrew. MacArthur made a deal with the communist Chinese, and we're still under that deal all these decades later, 60-plus years later. Now it's being reported. This is up on Infowars.com. 150,000 troops are moving forward as rumors of war intensify, as the United States announces independent North Korean behavior and move the United States Navy's nuclear-powered carrier-class Singapore. The Chinese Army has deployed 30,000 troops in two groups prepare for unforeseen circumstances, the report said. Japan's news reported on the 9th that the U.S. attack on Syria's missile strike shocked China, suggesting that the People's Liberation Army forces are moving toward the Yalu River. And, of course, we have McMaster calling for toppling Assad's troops massed there. So a lot of crazy stuff going on. We have the Russians, then I'm going to your phone calls, calling for a retaliatory strike against the United States. State Duma member wants to send a message to Trump, the leader of the Liberal Democratic Party of Russia. Vladimir Zhirinovsky has called for Moscow to carry out retaliatory strikes against the U.S. in response to the Trump administration's airstrike on Syria. And Daria is going to translate this for us. For the radio listeners, it's closed caption for folks watching us on TV. You can always tune in. Infowars.com/show. Remember, they're trying to censor us everywhere they can and block us. And you go to iPhones, Droids, they only push mainstream media on the front of the site. Go around all that. Go directly to Infowars.com and spread that link to folks saying, this is the link. This is the site they don't want you to visit. That's how we're going to circumvent it, person to person. And I want to thank you all for doing that because we need to be able to get this news out to counter them. Dr. Corsi has some big news he's broken in InfoWars. I'll get to after we take calls as well. Shock. GOP senator behind Obamacare looting scheme. But right now, Daria, let's go ahead and start rolling this clip, and we'll translate it here live on air.
All right. Roll it. This is how airstrikes against Syria were commented by Vladimir Zhirinovsky. This was all planned. This was provocation in advance. Allegedly, the official Damascus and its air force have used chemical weapons and in the Idlib province, and there were victims. To prepare public opinion, saying, look, this is a retaliatory strike, so Syrian armed forces wouldn't bomb civilians. In reality, chemical weapons were used by local terrorists from such organizations as Al-Nusra or ISIS in order to overthrow Assad and to undermine Russia's authority there, to show that Russia hasn't won there. So they're destroying the military airfields and homes. Planes were destroyed. People died. That is, this is a direct aggression of the United States of America against Syria. Nobody has invited Americans to Syria, no Turks, nor anybody for that matter, except for Russia. All of them are aggressors, and Syria has every right to protect itself and perform retaliatory strikes to protect itself. We have exited the memorandum about confrontations of our fighter planes over Syrian territory. Now we should cover the whole Syrian territory with our S-300s and S-400 systems, send a part of our Black Sea fleet there, and Northern fleet, and continue to help strike against ISIS and other anti-governmental locations. From any airfields, from theirs and from our airfields, by our pilots and our planes, plus by military naval forces. I personally would order our strategic missile forces partial high combat readiness. In southern regions, we should declare partial mobilization and make tough conditions that any armed forces that are illegally operating on Syrian territory are going to receive severe retaliatory strikes. If they continue aggressive actions against official Syria, official forces of Damascus, of Bashar al-Assad, so they would know that they will not be allowed to destroy Syrian armed forces like this with impunity. In this case, Syrian aviation and personnel. A few dozen planes were destroyed, officers died, and servicemen. So then, this is the continuation. Americans are envious of our success, and they have only defeats since 1945. They lost in Korea, lost in Vietnam, in Afghanistan, everywhere. And now, with the new president, maybe he was misinformed, misled, and so he gave his consent to strike on military airfield in the city of Homs. This is his mistake. It's USA's mistake. And we should send back our airspace forces, our military naval forces. And this confrontation is going to last for a long time because this is the Middle East. It's oil and gas, collision of various nations, various religions. And this is a battleground between USA and Russia.
I don't really find anything there that's not true. And that's the supposed super right winger that wanted to work with Trump and just have business deals. But if you look at this, then we're going to your phone calls. The West started this, began to overthrow that country. The Russians have pulled most of their forces out. So in comes Trump. He says he wants ISIS out of there. We put all these forces there. This chemical attack happens, and we have the British ambassador. I'm going to play that one more time, then I promise, going to Carlos and others. This is really important. I'm going to play the British ambassador, where he came out on the BBC and basically laid out the fact that this is a fake flag, is the term he uses, Peter Ford, a false flag, and that now the jihadis will even have more staged events if they know it'll bring the West in. And the Russians are saying they bombed that facility. That is Syrians in Russian aircraft. And that there must have been chemicals on the ground. We know Hillary gave chemicals to them. But regardless, why would Assad do that? I keep going back to that, okay? Because, again, I want to support Trump on the economic things he's doing, the anti-globalism. It's all wonderful. Our economy's trying to turn it back on right as it was sputtering and running out of gas and faltering. We're on a knife's edge where this economy's going. I want prosperity. I want to believe in my military. I want to do all this. But it's true. Since we went under globalism at the end of World War II, we're not allowed to win wars. We're put into UN police actions like Korea, like Vietnam, and like the whole UN operations before to take out non-radical Muslim countries. And we're there now at the behest of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who celebrated this, and it's wrong. I know it looks tough to Russia, it looks tough to China, but I think it is overall a miscalculation. And I'm talking to a lot of right-wingers, a lot of people in the military, a lot of high-level people, and they all don't like it. They don't like it. And they think Trump's being set up. That's what Ron Paul said. That's what Joel Skousen said. That's what all of our expert guests have been saying. And then now you notice the second most powerful party in Russia thinks Trump was misinformed about this. Trump saw the image of those children. His daughter came and, "Daddy, please do something." What? We don't see the images of the dead kids killed in Stockholm last week, or the dead people in Germany, or the dead kids in Nice. They don't show you that. But they show you the nerve gas kids when they want a war, don't they? Gulping like fish out of water, like something out of a nightmare. Assaulting us with that crap. Those jihadis are so dirty, folks, so evil, so twisted. They blow their own kids up. Don't put it past some of those jihadis that detonated on themselves. I'm not saying that's the case in all these cases, but they got caught in 2013 launching an attack on their own people. They got caught. But see, I don't have an amnesia. So I'm called a conspiracy theorist because I have a memory. Let's play the ambassador and then write your calls. Here's the ambassador from the UK, formerly to Syria. Here is Peter Ford.
And based on previous experience, including Iraq, we can see that we cannot take at face value what the so-called intelligence experts tell us, not when they have an agenda. But come back to the main point, it's not going to end here. And we are likely, Britain, to be dragged into it because Trump has just given the jihadis 1,000 reasons to stage fake flag operations. Seeing how successful and how easy it is with a gullible media to provoke the West into intemperate reactions, they will very likely stage an operation similar to what they did, and this was documented by the United Nations in August last year. They mounted a chlorine gas attack on civilians, and they tried to make it look like it was a regime operation. This, mark my words, you're hearing it here, and it will happen, and we'll get all the warmongers coming to tell us that that Assad is defying us and we must go in more heavily into Syria. This will be fake flag.
Powerful. All right, Carlos, and then we're going to go to Bobby, and then we're going to go to Nick and Beto and Leanne. All of you in order. Carlos, thanks for holding. From the great nation of Canada, Carlos, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. The news, when it broke, made me wonder, wow, President Trump has always used good judgment. Always. His judgment was dead on. And when the cognitive dissonance struck, my first reaction was to say, wait a second. This is the time for Americans that support him to show that we, too, are good wood. And at that moment, you know, it struck me that the real point, and I think I agree with Pisinic, Mr. Pisinic, 100%, the fact that the president of China did not turn around, get back in an airplane, and go back to China should worry Kim Jong-un of North Korea much more than whatever threat is posed by President Trump, because the president of China couldn't do to Korea what Trump has done indirectly and showing his might in Syria. Now,
well, what he showed is he's willing to go to war with the Russians, which, again, I have children, and I understand we have to show strength. But if our government hadn't started the Civil War to begin with, I wouldn't have an issue. Okay, and I support Trump going in and taking out ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And a lot of people told me, Alex, it's going to get bigger. You're wrong. And I said, no, I trust Trump. But look, I want to – here's the deal. Some people say, Alex, hate Trump or love Trump. Don't be on the fence. I'm not. If I support him on his domestic issues and getting conservative judges and cutting taxes and bringing jobs back, and he's doing that, then that's a great thing. But then if I have real grave concerns about going into a thing in a proxy war with Iran and Russia, I think that's reasonable. But listen, it's fine for you. I mean, tell us your view. If you think it shows strength to China, shows it to Russia, maybe he has intel we don't have. It does look like chemical weapons were at that base. I mean, Assad made a deal to turn the chemicals over. I know that. But think about this. Trump is going to blow up a chemical base less than a quarter mile away from a village. I mean, that would cause its own deal. So the whole thing just it sounds weird. What do you think?
Well, Alex, now to Syria, okay? I think that President Trump is finding out as he drains the swamp that there are two main streets in the swamp, Wall Street and War Street. Wall Street, we know he's aware of what he has to do, and he's doing it. He did not put President Jackson's picture on the wall by accident. And second of all, with regards to War Street, he has to be very careful because coming from the academy of where he was taught leadership, you can see in his pattern of decision-making that when he confronts an enemy, such as an opponent in politics, one thing you do is you assign a pejorative name to that opponent, Crooked Hillary, lying, Ted, whatever. And then after that, you go all out and you win. However, in the academy, you're really dealing with peers that are good people like yourself. And so you do not, you stop it because it's an exercise in leadership building. Had he been in the military, he may not have acted the same way. But definitely, you realize that when he was becoming president, he, in cognitive dissonance, he said of the Clintons, oh, they are good people. In other words, he was treating them like, in the academy, you would have treated somebody, an opponent that you defeated. In Syria, he has to understand that the leadership that he brings has to transcend the generals. I think it's very important. I don't think that General Petraeus, failing the honey trap, showed great judgment. And I think you should be careful with his advice.
All right. I appreciate your call, Carlos. Absolutely. We're going to go to Bobby and then Rick and Beto and Leanne and others here right now. But I get the fact that he wanted to look strong for Russia and China. But that doesn't carry me over the threshold. I don't think Trump would do a false flag. I think he may have been misled, given bad intel, and he knew he couldn't challenge that part of the deep state like judo. He took the attack and turned it around to make himself look like a hero to his enemies to deflect all the Russia stuff. And I think at the end of the day, that's what Trump did. Remember, he said the whole Jewish center is being attacked was fake. Turned out it was. I mean, Trump knows what's going on. He's not stupid. And I think he couldn't go back on the kids being killed. And so he went ahead and made lemons out of lemonade. The problem is it's going to encourage more false flags now. That's the big problem in Trump's thinking. Bobby in California. Bobby, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, first, Trump's entire base turning against him over the war only helps Trump battle the neocons. Second, as far as North Korea, China knows it's going to collapse if Trump gets the tariffs through. So they're desperate for the U.S. to spark aggression to divert the poor people's anger onto a foreign enemy before that happens. Another thing, if Trump wants to win, he should do an immediate bill for emergency infrastructure bill for the over 3,000 U.S. cities that have confirmed lead levels higher than Flint. And he should make them be made.
Sure, that's
from
a great way to start business up and have building and a big boom. Let's just go back for a minute, though. How does losing his base defeat the neocons? If he loses his base, he'll then rely on new policies and a new base that's agreeing with him. What are you getting at?
Not losing his base, the base and turning on him over the war. Because now he has that, when the neocons try to put him in a corner, his whole base, everyone that's influential, turn against him. So, you know, and now if his base didn't turn against him, then, you know, he might go with more war aggression.
Well, if you completely abandon somebody and don't support them, then they don't care about you. So technically, here's what I'm getting at. They're trying to remove him from office, saying he's soft on Russia. So now by having this locking of swords with Russia and all these threats back and forth, that repudiates the biggest threat to his White House. Because they are trying to remove him. They got a whole COG program there. And so Trump used their move against him. By embracing it, he basically defeated them. If he could stop a water war.
Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. The news website the enemy doesn't want you to see, literally, is Infowars.com. Google, Facebook, Twitter, they're all announcing ways to block us, ways to tell people not to go to our site, that it's hate or that's inaccurate, when it's super accurate, super hardcore. The last hour and 54 minutes, I mean, go over it. It's just documented research, hardcore clips, hardcore analysis, breaking inside intel. It's amazing. I was just watching Sean Spicer during the break while I was getting some coffee, and it dovetails with everything we put out in a report this morning that I gave Paul Watson last night to put in the report. Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. Troops massing as deep state plots regime change. And Spicer came out and said, we're there to stop refugees flooding into Europe. We're there to take out Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We're not there to take out Assad. But they were supposed to get rid of those chemical weapons regardless, and they were still sitting there. He agreed to get rid of them. Everything I was told. But that's not on the news. It's McMaster saying something else from the National Security Council about we want to take out Assad too. Trump couldn't even get three other guys to do the job after Flynn. So I don't want to turn McMaster into the devil. It's just that what the president's saying to people in the meetings and directly to folks I've talked to, and I'll just leave it at that, is not what they're saying. And so the president believes he acted to take out chemical weapons that he was told about years ago. He's like, didn't they agree to fly those out of there or incinerate them? You mean, and he saw the intel and he said, and then they showed him the flights from there over and the plane turning back. He sees a plane coming from a base that has chemical weapons. There's a chemical attack. He bombs it. The president was believing what he was told. Now, is that true info? We have an article up on Infowars.com. People say, Alex, either be for Trump or against him. I don't know exactly. I don't sit up here like other people and claim I know everything when I don't. They're the conspiracy theorists. Here's one from a high-level government individual. Donald Trump is an international lawbreaker. It's on Infowars.com, sent to us by the individual who won't come on because they have to be threats when they come on. But they're high-level and very respected. So I'm going to go back to your calls as soon as we start the next hour. Beto and Rick, and Leanne, Zachary, Russell, everybody, your calls are coming up. But I haven't even read this report yet that has all the inside stuff from the White House. Everybody really should read this info. I should probably say Trump pushes back against neocons. I should say from, you know, exclusive from inside the White House. I mean, as I told Paul to put that up. Paul's awesome, by the way. He's already written two articles today, but I had him write this. I sent him a transcript yesterday of my notes. And I just want people to understand, when we say White House source who spoke to InfoWars, so I mean, I guess that's in there, but she used to say White House source. Trump pushes back. White House source. Need to add that at the top. People understand this is a big story. I want to red link that. Briefly, folks love our organic, made in America by the biggest company out there, private labeled, fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver, so good for your gums, wonderfully antibacterial. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. That's sold out, the latest run of that. We're getting an even bigger rundown right now. Five-star review now, just started shipping last week. We already have four reviews for the bubblegum flavor for kids, naturally, organically flavored. It has iodine and nano silver and tea tree oil. It doesn't have the spearmint or the peppermint that's so strong in it because it is concentrated. A tiny little dot does what normal toothpaste do. As they said, you know, we don't really do this, but you want it concentrated. We've been talking about doing something different, and I said, yeah, we want it even stronger. So it doesn't have the normal filler that's in there. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We're going to come back and go to Beto, Leanne. Everybody stay there. I want to talk to you. Russell, Zach's been holding a long time, too. We'll get to everybody. I'm Alex Jones. A third hour straight ahead, and we have some special guests joining us. And then David Knight always knocks it out of the park. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.